Good morning, everyone. Summer breakfast with Joel and Fletch. Not Fletch today. We have a replacement. Interchange card has come out, and this hulking man from one big man to another. Biggest quads in Sydney, I reckon. The great missile. I feel like a couple of young fellas doing their best from Port Macquarie. It feels like 2MC. Remember 2MC?
Yes.
How are you, missile?
Actually, no, up in Port Macquarie, Joel, he probably would have been doing his thing when you were around. A Strawny. It was Strawny's brekkie show. He's been he's been on air in Port Macquarie for the best part of 30 years, I think. Just retired this year. Guess who took over?
Who?
His son. Strawny 2.0. That's how it works in Port Macquarie.
Oh, that's good.
That's right.
I tell you what, it's easy to get confused in Port Macquarie. I reckon in Port Macquarie, and hello to all the listeners up there listening via the app, I reckon Port Macquarie and Port Macquarie Pearl, listeners, by the way, would have the most roundabouts in Australia. Would you say that?
Easily. And still none of the locals know how to use them.
That's right. We say hello, however you're tuning in. We mentioned the app, the SEN app. You can download the SEN app at the App Store or the Google Play Store. We say hello to our listeners through Sydney, 11:70 a.m, 6:93 in Brisbane, 16:20 on the Gold Coast. And maybe you're listening belatedly. Maybe it's a Saturday morning for you as you listen to this Friday morning show on the podcast. Motorola Open Line. We play Ears Up Radio here, not Eyes Up Football Missile, Ears Up Radio. We're here to listen to our listeners, so call through on the Motorola Open Line, 1300 01 1170. You can check out the latest smartphones from motorola.com.au. Now, each and every, it's been a long week, Missile, and each and every morning I've turned up, I've got quite early here, and there's a car waiting for me in the parking lot. That car wasn't there this morning, and I've been consistent with my arrival time. He's battered and bruised and fresh from the chili peppers. Brooksy, wake up.
Oh, gentlemen, listeners, it was great. It was good. I've got that under my belt going and coming home by 12:30. But it was a great gig. A mate went to the Brisbane gig. He sent me through the set list. They did a totally different set list in Sydney, but they can because they've got so many hits.
Mm.
Like it was like Soul to Squeeze, Californication, By the Way, the songs that you know, you would have heard. And it was full. It was absolutely full. Ketus was good. He stayed on, like last time I went, he sort of drifted off from time to time.
Is he clean skin at the moment or is he bender mode?
I think he's clean. Yeah. Okay. But
Post Malone, supporting act.
He was great. Post Malone and Flea were great entertainment throughout the night. And that's what, like, I was thinking about how many bands have the lead singer, who obviously he's the voice of the band, but you've got Flea and Chad Smith, the drummer, who looks exactly like Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
like
really?
A dead ringer. Like, they could be twins. But, like, they bring so much to the band other than Anthony Kiedis. Mm. And John Frusciante is really good. He's an amazing guitarist. So the four of them, and they just like work off each other. So even when the songs are done and they just start riffing, like Flea and John will riff together, or Chad and Flea will riff with the drums and the guitar and the bass. And it's just like a really good entertainment spectacle, the Chili Peppers, when they're on.
What's the crowd like at a Chili Peppers gig this day and age? Because you're more your age, like 30s, 40s?
It's three generations.
Young kids as well.
You could see there was people in their 50s and 60s.
They
and
go
you
hard?
Saw kids.
What does a 50-year-old do at a concert? Do they go hard?
Oh, they're,
but they're on their feet or just sitting down?
Yeah,
they're
a bit of both. I think the thing is they've got that versatility where they've got that old like rock, like heavy, like sort of punk rock sort of vibe. But then they've got a few albums that are a bit slower as they've got older.
Mm.
And, you know, you're sort of just like swaying and bobbing and, you know, you're not really getting into it a la Post Malone, which
is
sort of
standing seats or were you,
I was
like,
sitting
were you mosh pit or?
No, we were in the front row of the seats, but you know, you depict what happens, right? Because if you stand, everyone else stands. So some of the big older songs got up for, but yeah, it was a great experience. They're worth seeing, Dan. I know you're going later in the week and you might have a different set list to what Brisbane and we had, but there's still plenty of songs to be had.
If you go to a concert, Joel, do you get up on your feet and sing the songs or are you a bit more reserved? And I always find you kind of got to match the energy of your missus when you go to these things.
Oh, yeah.
We got asked one time, so I was at a Maroon 5 concert, not my proudest moment. Went with the missus because she's a big fan, but we got seats.
Yeah, right.
We got seats in this box at one of the stadiums at Homebush. And we're in the front row of this box, and my missus is up on her feet dancing and singing. And the host of it, whoever the sponsor was or whatever, came and asked her to sit down.
No.
Yeah, at a concert. So I always feel awkward because she brings like full bore energy to these things.
Yeah.
And I kind of half-assed.
But was she sort of one out of, say, 30 people around her up and about? That makes
much,
it hard.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that makes I'm sort of thinking wines might have played a part in this. Is that right? Yeah, yeah. We need to introduce our man, Lieutenant Dan, a.k.a. the regurgitator, says Brian Fletcher. Now, this is, you've heard of David Copperfield, haven't you?
Yeah.
But what's he renowned for being a great what?
Magician.
A great magician, right? I tell you, he's under siege because our man, Lieutenant Dan, he hosts a program called The Tradie Hour.
Yeah.
He knows nothing about any kind of trade, right? And the best part is, so therefore he's trying to get through talking sport. So he's hosted this morning show knowing nothing about trades when it comes to the Tradie Hour. And how many balls of the Big Bash did you watch, Dan?
I stayed up for all of it, Joel. Yeah. No, I didn't catch much of it. Did you watch much of it?
None, you said.
Yeah. How much did you watch?
I watched the bulk of it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
How are you, Lieutenant?
Very well. How are you?
Yeah, outstanding. But
you
I'll
survived
get better.
The week. Well done.
Yes. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. Bakes has been there from the get-go. He's drawn barrier one and he's about to charge out of the gates. Hello, Bakes.
G'day, boys. How we doing?
We're going good, Bakes. What's happening?
Mate, Missile, how excited are you about Josh Reynolds getting his top 30 spot?
Oh, yeah, pumped, Bakes. So it was a really nice video. They did did you see this, Joel? They did the slideshow presentation.
Fantastic.
They said, this guy's got the dog in him.
Yeah.
And then, to announce Josh Reynolds. I think it's a fairy tale story, Bakes. I just hope he gets on the field at some point this year as well.
I think if he gets on the field, it'll be like when he played at Belmore against Melbourne and he came off the bench, the crowd just went ballistic.
Yeah, yep. I was at that game. Do you remember that, Joel?
I do.
Yeah, so they like chaired him off on their shoulders. I think it was going to be one of his last games for the Bulldogs, but this time he's back. I reckon Origin time, Bakes, when Burton goes to play 5-8 for New South Wales, there you go, early prediction.
Ooh.
I'm calling Josh Reynolds into the halves for the Bulldogs.
A mate of mine that's a Bulldog supporter, he's totally off the idea. He's totally off it.
See, that'd be swimming against the tide, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, definitely. He thinks the money would have been better spent on a younger player who's probably going to get a go.
Yeah.
But, Bakes, my thing is this, right, is, and I think Dale Finucane's played a major hand, and Sonny Bill Williams is credited with the, I know he played terrifically well in 2013 to win the comp for the Roosters, but they say the key thing for Sonny Bill Williams was him turning up, raising standards. And if you're getting 1% extra or 2% extra out of the whole group, how effective that can be. And Dale Finucane's clearly done that at the Sharks. I think Josh Reynolds, his part for Canterbury, Bakes is doing that.
Just the energy that he brings, I think, is enough. Like, that's 100%. 100% the energy he brings, it'll lift at that 1% and 2%, which is, what they need.
Yep, I totally agree, Bakes. Any tips? I know you like your ponies. Any tips you like for the weekend?
Oh, probably go with Mossy's one in Newcastle tomorrow, the Halo in the last.
Oh, yeah. Big win too, first up. It was at a big price, $17, I think it was. Bakes, enjoy your Friday. Yeah. Appreciate the call. And, I think Josh Reynolds also is a terrific signing. 1300 01 1170, the Motorola open line. Morning, Immortals. Protest. Lismore, New South Wales, puts Port Macquarie to shame when it comes to roundabouts. Iron Bronco. I didn't know that Lismore was sick for that.
You ever been to Lismore?
Yeah, I have.
Did you ever go to the... We used to do like sports camps up there or whatever. I think we played football up there as well.
Not Lake Ainsworth.
No. At that private boys' school up there, is it like Woodlands?
St John's Woodlawn.
Yeah, Woodlawn.
Yeah.
We had to do a few camps. We stayed up Woodlawn. I'll tell you what, that's one of the great... dives.
Hello to all the listeners from Woodlawn.
Were they perennial Commonwealth Bank Cup?
Oh, weapons
high
in
school.
The Cup.
You would see like, oh, they're through to the quarterfinals or semis.
We
like...
would as MacKillop High School in Port Macquarie. Yep. That was the Catholic high school. We'd do the Arrival Live Cup. First round might be like Port High or Westport High. Like we'd get through that. Second round maybe Camden Haven or something. Get through that. Third round Woodlawn. And they do like scholarships for football players, country football players, and we just get towed up by them.
Yeah. I got a feeling the former Manly player, Albert Torrens, might have come through St John's Woodlawn. Anyway, have your say. Now, boys, today, gee, time flies. Today, have we got that little clip there, Dan, of a little song that I grew up with? But I knew I was out of luck. Okay. American Pie.
Don, how old are you?
Well, this is the thing. So Don McLean, right? So do you know what this song's about, Missile?
No.
So the song is called The Day the Music Died, and this song relates to the plane crash of Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens. So what would happen was they were on this tour, and the conditions were brutal. To the point where they're getting to the later stages of the tour, and Buddy Holly, who was the biggest star of the lot, he said, "No, I've had enough of this. We're done with the bus. I'm going to charter a plane." So Buddy Holly organises a plane, but there's only other two other seats. So in the end, the Big Bopper was really, really crook. So Waylon Jennings says, "You know what, Bopper, you can have my seat." So he gives the seat to the Big Bopper, and he in jest he says to Buddy Holly and to the Big Bopper, "And I hope your plane crashes," right? This is Waylon Jennings, gives up his seat. Yep. He was one of the senior statesmen, gives up his seat. So there's one seat left, and it's between Richie Valens and the other person is Tommy Allsup. And it came down to a coin toss. Richie Valens won the coin toss. He decided to jump on the plane. So on the plane, it's the Big Bopper, Buddy Holly, and Richie Valens.
Yeah.
On this day in 1959, the plane crashed. All three and the pilot died in Iowa. And that's the day the music died. These big stars dying in a plane crash. So it made me think that song there, American Pie, that's the song I grew up with. You know, when I think about my upbringing, and you think about, you know, your parents back in the day and having a few drinky poos, and there's a song that always comes out.
For me,
American Pie is that song. We've all got that one song that we go back to. The day the music died for me, the American Pie. What's your one, Missile?
My dad was a big Beatles guy. In my younger years, he was real into Gary Glitter and the Glitter Band, but then he had a fall from grace.
A big fall.
Gary Glitter.
So he was a big Beatles man. So all their greatest hits, like, and we would often be driving from Port Macquarie down to Sydney for swimming events and stuff, and he had control of the cassette player, and it was Beatles all the way to Sydney.
Yeah.
I remember back then it used to take 5.5, 6 hours. Remember, you used to go over Bulladilla Mountain.
That's
it was
right.
a shocker of a drive.
So Nabiak.
Nabiak. Yeah. We'd have 6 hours of Beatles. So, and I actually ended up playing, we did a big school musical, and there was basically music across all the ages. And I ended up being lead singer of the Beatles doing She Loves Me.
Oh, really?
On stage,
Is that right?
Yeah, in the primary school musical.
Oh, James Lennon. How good's that? What about you, Lieutenant Dan?
Yeah, my dad was a big Rolling Stones man. So I was actually lucky enough to see the Rolling Stones at a core in about 2005. So, all their big hits always got played in our house when I was young. Great band. Still going as well.
Fantastic. Yeah. So let us know. What was the song that you just, it's synonymous with your upbringing. What was yours, Brooksy?
Hotel California, the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Like that riff, that to start it. No, I'm not going to do it. But, it was that album, Hotel California. That
Desperado.
A lot. Yeah.
Sounds like all our parents were a similar age demographic.
Mm. Yeah,
I heard that quite a bit growing up as well.
And
I heard American
tune.
Pie.
Even just like going back to the concert last night, some of the sounds of the Chili Peppers, it just reminded me, like Under the Bridge, I remember when I was little, trying to record songs off the radio on a cassette, trying to get the good in and out and
stuff. Did you ever make a cassette mixtape for a girl at school?
No, I went to an all-boys school.
Romantic.
Oh, that
you
is
You went
romantic.
To an all-boys school?
yeah, one of my mates got one. Yeah. We used to do CDs and stuff for each other.
Yeah.
It'd be like, it was in the Napster era.
Yeah.
When you could download, and it took you about 3 days to download an album.
Yeah.
So when you got an album from a friend, it was just like, they used not only their download speed, but 3 days of their time to burn a CD for you.
Yeah, I remember sitting there and like pressing stop, pause, to try and record on the cassette player, and then that was the ultimate romantic gesture, right? Is to give a mixtape to a girl at school. It spun me out when I moved to Sydney. See, coming from the country, no such thing as a same-sex school. And when I moved down to Sydney, lived with a couple of boys in Sydney who were swimmers, started talking to them about going to a same-sex school, and it just completely spun me out. Because at a co-ed school, you spend, I don't know, 80% of your time trying to impress the girls in class.
That's right.
I was like, what did you spend all your time doing? So much free time. That's probably why they get better marks.
Honestly, Missile and I went to the same school up in Port Macquarie, and I came down, and it was, as you said, co-ed. I came down and went to the Dragon. So I went to Cogramaris Brothers, which was an all-boys school, and I immediately noticed the application. They were so far in front of us with our distractions up there in Port. They were so far in front of us.
Yeah.
Anyway, hit the open line.
Got behind us in other ways, Joel.
Yes, exactly. Nice wink too. This is the breakfast edition of the Run Home. The Missile Magnuson here. He's ready to rock and roll. Lieutenant Dan Brooks, he's struggling, but we'll help him through the next 2 hours and 40 minutes. A break and back with more.
Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.